all come together. We can all encourage one another. We can incite one another unto love and to good works. And we can build the vision. You know, when you're on your own and you've only got a few people around you, you might find it hard to see a vision. But when we're on together, we can see that there's many people that love God and are called according to his purposes. And each one of you are individuals in particular, and God's called you and you're filled with his Holy Spirit, and he wants to do great things with you, but it's according to your desire. You need to give God something to work with. Through your prayer, you can give God your desires. So desire is very important, and once you know what your desire is, then you share it. Let people know, this is my desire, this is what I want to do with God, this is the vision for my life. And our vision and our desire isn't nothing to do with any other believer, so we're not limited, because sometimes we might put ourselves in a box because we think, well, other people are out there, other people are doing it, other people are further than me. But you are ready to go with God because you've got his Holy Spirit dwelling in you. And there's no one bigger, there's no one better than anyone else. We're all been given that same measure of faith. We've all been given that Holy Spirit. We've all been delivered. And Proverbs says, where there is no vision, revelation, the people wander aimlessly. But happy is he that keepeth the law. So where there is no revelation from God, then people are wondrously, they're hopeless, they're lost, they're in darkness. But we're not lost and we're not in darkness because God has given us the revelation of his words in the scripture, and he's given you a personal revelation for your life, for your calling, for your purpose. And like I said, you're a member in particular in that body, and we're going to build the body of Christ with God together. Don't think that you're not ready. And don't think that your circumstances are too hard, because we're not circumstance controlled, and you are ready. It doesn't matter if you just began or if you've been in this world 70 years. Moses began at 80 years old, didn't he? God is not a respecter of persons, but God is a faith God. And so how we release our faith is through our words, through our how we think, how we speak, how we act. And a lot of people are defeated before they even start because they don't think that they can do anything. But God says, you know, that he's working in you continually, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And he's the one that's energizing you. And also in Philippians, it says that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. We are infused by the Spirit of God to move when we're submitted to God. When we come under God's authority and we're humble, we're meek, we're desiring, we're not dependent upon ourselves, we're not dependent upon our knowledge or our wisdom or our circumstances or the connections we have. We're dependent upon that one connection that we got with Jehovah, with God, the mighty God. He will be to you what you want him to be. What you need him to be, he will be for you. So God wants us to give him our full desire, and he wants us to declare it. We need to give it a voice, just like we need to give the words of God a voice. When we say we are healed, it can become, it can become. When we say we are prosperous, it can become. When we say we have laborers, it can become. God calls those things which are not as though they were. And so we can talk that way. We can live that way. We got the Spirit of God. God wants us to declare that way. And then God also wants us to understand that his ability, we know God is able to do many great things. Nothing is impossible with God. So it's not impossible for him to give you laborers. It's not impossible for him to do signs, miracles, and wonders by you. God is able to do. And the great thing with that is that God is willing to do it. He's willing to do it. He's willing to give you your before ordained works. He's got before ordained works for each and every one of us. And he's encouraging you right now. You're not on this meeting by mistake. God wanted you on this meeting. That's why you're here. Seriously. And he gave you that nudge and that push to come. Because he's saying, listen to me. You know, don't think I haven't got something planned out for your life. But if you're looking at other people and their ability and their wisdom, you're not going to move. You need to come to me and be humble before me and tell me your heart. God wants you to tell him what you want. Ask God, Father, what do I want? What have you called me to do? What is your purpose for my life? How do you want me to live unto you? Because now I don't live unto myself. I've reckoned that old way of me gone, dead. So now I'm living unto you, to your glory. And I really desire to move for you, God. Put your desires in my heart. And so as we delight in God, he will give you the desires of your heart. He will bring them to pass. It's not about your education, your knowledge, your wisdom. It's all about God. It's all about the Heavenly Father. It's all about orientating your heart and mind to him and asking him, Father, you lead me. You guide me. You show me. You open the doors for me. And I will live unto you. You know, make your declarations to God. Make your commitments to God. You don't have to make your commitments to any man or woman. You make your commitments to God. Father, I will speak thy word. I will minister the healing. I will do those things that you put in my heart to do. And I will connect where you want me to connect to be encouraged. So this connection now is building encouragement. Now, if we're sat here thinking, well, I don't like the way he says things or the way she says things, we need to be humble. We need to be ready to receive. So when you start a job, a brand new job, for an example, when you go there, you're pretty humble because you don't know what, you might have an idea of what your job description is, but you might not know all the details, what they require for you to do. So you're humble, you're meek, you're going, okay, where do you want me to start? What do you want me to do? And it's the same with God. See, our business, just like the Lord Jesus Christ, is to do the Father's business. You know, we're doing the Father's business, and we're submitted under his authority. So if you're submitted under God's authority, you have all the power of heaven backing you up. You have all his might with you, and it's within you. And so we go to God and say, Father, this is my desire. I really want to declare your word. I want to see great outreach and growth in my life, in my area. I want to help those people that are sat in darkness and in the shadow of death. I want to see your power at work. I want to know your ways. I want to know everything that you do. And I don't want to do anything from my effort, my connections. But I want to be connected to you and move and do what you show me to do. The little things that God gives us to do, we just do those things. And so God put it in my heart to do this leaders meeting the last Sunday in every month. And you're all welcome to come back on the next one. Because God wants to build vision. He wants to, there'll be things on here that you'll listen to that God is revealing to you personally. He'll open up your eyes. He'll inspire you with his thoughts, his ideas, his concepts, and he'll build your vision. God is building the vision. See, so we need to listen to each one that is sharing, each one that is encouraging. If we do that, God will reveal to you. He's putting desires and dreams in your hearts. They're in there. But fear, a lot of times, in disguise, will stop us. It'll make us procrastinate. And God doesn't want us procrastinate, especially when he's talking to your heart. So a lot of people might think, well, how do we know when God's talking to us? When you're still, you'll know when he's talking to you because there'll be a thought that'll come. And it's not your fault. And you'll just know, and then you'll want to do something with it. And then as you take each step with God, we begin. We just begin. Yes, God, I want to live unto you. Like Amber and Danny, they're going to start their fellowship in their home. It's a decision that they've made. It's a desire God put in their heart. And so now they just take that step and decide. The first thing is, you decide. And then, as God gives you more inspiration, you move out upon that. You do that. And then we go to God, and the way that God's word's going to move all over the world is if we pray for those labourers. And we don't try to go looking for them in our own effort and strength, like I used to do. We don't do that. But we go to God and we let God open the door. So the other day, on Friday, there's a lady that used to live in this cul-de-sac in the old houses we had. And so they were knocked down and the new houses were built. And she didn't come back. She moved off. And she knew me when I was in my 30s. And Kim was in her 30s, when we come here, late 30s. And but she got a house back into the cul-de-sac about 7 months ago. And we seen her, and she said, yeah, I'll pop over. But we didn't see her for 7 months. And Friday she come knocking on a door, and she's got a 15-year-old boy, and he has autism. And you could see she was really nervous, really anxious, really like kind of lost. And she believes in God, but not like how we do. But she believes there's a God, and she believes he's there. But she knew to come, and she knocked on the door, and I let her in. And then she said, "It's all right if I bring Josh over." That's her 15-year-old son. He just needs to get out. He's getting a little bit anxious over there. But he's 15 years old, and he's very clever. He knows all about washing machines, inside and out, how to fix them, how they operate. And he wants to look at your washing machine. This is a part of the autism. So I said, "Yeah, bring him over. Like, let him come over." So he came over, and he said, "Oh, you've got a Samsung. Oh, have you done this, and have you done that, and do you know this, and do you know that?" And he got really blessed. And then I got to share with them about God, got to share that, you know, with her, that she could really have peace in her life. And that, you know, Josh can really change. And she was asking me many questions, and I prayed for her. And I said, "Look, you know, we have a fellowship every Thursday. The door's here. You're open. If you want to come, you come." Now, that doesn't mean say I got a chaser now. I made it available. She knows what's available. And she got really blessed. In fact, she came over that same night when Kim came back home with Leanne and the grandkids. And she spent like an hour with us. So God will open those doors. God will make a way. And then yesterday we went out up to Kingswood to do our shopping. And we bumped into an old believer. I haven't seen him for a while. And, you know, he kind of looks a little bit down, looks a little bit lost, really. So I just shared with him what we were doing. And then he said, "Would you minister to my shoulder? I've been off a couple of weeks with my shoulder." So I ministered to his shoulder and prayed for God just to energize him and bless him. And he got really, really encouraged through that. So you're one person. If you're on fire for God, you could set on fire another person with your words, with your life. And you don't have to put on airs and graces. Just be who you are in Christ. Just be you. I'm me. I don't put on any airs and graces. What you see is what you get. And lots of people get help when you just be you and let God work in you. And he's working in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And obviously we know Jesus Christ had been crucified, and he's been risen from the dead now. And in Mark 16:12 it says, "After that he appeared in another form two of them as they walked and went into the country, and they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterwards he appeared unto the 11 as they were set at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief." So Jesus Christ upbraided them because of their unbelief. Unbelief will stop you from moving. Unbelief will stop you from receiving the promise of God and from manifesting the power of God. And hardness of heart. See, unbelief is really hardness of heart. No humility is really hardness of heart. "Oh, I've heard this before. I don't need to hear this again. I've been to all these meetings, or I've been to this fellowship. You know, I don't need to pay attention because I know the word." You know, that's hardness of heart, really. Like, you know, we need to pay full attention to whoever's speaking and whatever they're sharing. And there will be something that they're saying that will touch your life and will bless your life. And it only takes one word from God to turn your life upside down, which is the right side up, so that you can really move in the power. And because they believe not, so he upbraided them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. He was like, "Why didn't you believe them? Are they going to lie to you?" And he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel," the good news, "to every creation." Go and speak. No, as your leg, go and speak. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." So God requires faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the words from God. That's how faith comes. When you open your mouth, someone might be in a negative state of mind or heart, but when you start to speak, when you look past their negativity, when you look past their doom and gloom face and speak with boldness and love, what's available for them to have, then faith comes to them. And they can if they receive your words, their faith will increase. If they've got needs, you can minister healing. Then the miracles will happen. The deliverance will come, because that's God's heart. He wants all people set free. He wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. But we've got to really believe who we are in Christ. We've got to believe this power works. We've got to believe our words are spirit and life. Like Jesus said, my words are spirit and life. If we're walking by the Spirit and we're allowing God to energize us, our words are spirit and life. So we've got to really believe that when we pray for a laborer, God's going to send that laborer. When we pray for healing, that healing's going to manifest. We see it as done. That's the type of faith we need. We see it with our eyes and our minds, and we say it with our mouth, and it will become. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. See, a lot of people, they might have illness, disease, or mental problems or issues, not because they're mentally challenged, but because they may have spirits. And when we're walking by the Holy Spirit, those spirits know. And if that person hears the words that you're speaking, they can be delivered. You can set them free. That's setting the captives free. That's what Jesus Christ done. Setting the captives free is setting people free in their hearts, minds, bodies. And so that they can be free and live and enjoy this life and know what we know and walk with the Heavenly Father and walk like Jesus Christ, because we can all walk like Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, if you believe on me, the works that I do, you can do more so. And not only that, you can do them greater. You can do greater works. We're supposed to be doing greater work. And we can. We just got to believe it. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Not I can do because I've taken a class or because I got loads of Bible knowledge. It's a relationship with the living creators of the heaven and the earth. And we're seated at his right hand side, the highest location in heaven. And when we're in line with that frequency of that, we can manifest this power. And God is going to do a great work right now. This is the greatest time in the whole world to preach the word. This is the greatest time in the whole world, right where you are, to bring deliverance. Just begin. If you see someone has a need, make it available. God can heal you right now. You can be delivered right now, whatever it is. It's available right now. And we need to be fired up. You know, and God will fire you up as you turn your heart to him. So the direction for us as individuals is to go to God. Each one, go to God. Each one, bring their desires before God. Each one, declare your desire. And this is a great place to declare your desire. And once you know your desire, then the decision is, commit to it. And then you may not know how you're going to achieve it, but it's as you make that commitment and move that then that desire begins to manifest. That desire begins to show. So it says, they shall speak with new tongues. Verse 18, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, sat at the right hand of God, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. When you're speaking heavenly words, there'll be signs following those heavenly words that you speak in faith, that you speak with the authority of God, that you speak in love, and you speak with certainty. When you declare these words to people that are there, don't be afraid to deliver the message to the people in front of you. Let's not get procrastinated and used to our environment. Your environment makes and shapes you as well. So who you hang around with is very important. Having good connections, godly connections, and putting your desire every day with God. Every day wake up with the fire of the Lord burning in your heart, because I do. And it's a decision. I decide I'm going to wake up with God. I'm going to declare his goodness over my life every day. And I said to God, I encourage your people as well. You bring them before me, I'll encourage them. I won't hold anything back. And I'll speak exactly what you put in my heart, whether they think I'm something or not, or they think I'm trying to be something or not, I will still speak it. So when we decide to do that, guys, you will start to see great things happening. And this little fellowship that we got here, like the Zoom fellowship we do Thursday, started with me, Kim, and Jason. And then it's just built up and built up and built up. God has made the connections. I didn't make any of them. They just come. So once you decide, you've got to make a decision to move. And then begin. And you may not know what to begin at that time, but it will come to you. You'll know what to do. So just make those decisions and start to move forward. Start to practice. No, practice declaring the Father. And God is with your mouth. And He's with you wherever you go. And His angels are with you too. And there will be signs, miracles and wonders will follow you. Because God's ordained this. Right now, right today, in this time, wherever you are in the world, God has before ordained that you walk in power, you walk in love, and you use your authority, and He's going to back you up. So if you decide right now, when I'm speaking, I'm going to do this, God will arrange everything for you. You don't have to try and figure anything out. So this is how we begin, guys. So I just wanted to share that with you.